Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am he, the same Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name if you're new. It is Saturday, June 13th, the year of our Lord, 2026. You know what the 21st is? It's the longest day of the year. The first day of summer. The summer solstice. The most important birthday of the year. And this year it also happens to be Father's Day. As I always tell D, the truth is, it's just another day. It's just another day. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like a big deal being made about that day. And this year it's the big 6-0, so it's definitely just another day. You know, after I had a stroke and minor stroke in 2018, I thought, I'm never going to live to be 60. And now I can't imagine not living to be 80. I'll have to take meds for the rest of my life, but hey, by the grace of God, I'm still here. Here I am by the grace of God. How does that go? Doesn't it actually have a saying? There by the grace of God go I. There you go. All right, let's go ahead and do the rumble. I thought, you know, why do I even call it the rumble when I do it? Most people know video and audio recordings as podcasts now. And of course, you and I know that a podcast is generally audio. What do you call a video podcast? A vlog? A vlog? V-L-O-G? Ah, that's it for my cherry limeade. One of the few things plain label I like. Cherry lime aid. All right. Here we go. Let me open the X at Stephen Roy Radio. You can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Let me make sure there's not any crazy people who posted on there. Nope. Okay. Let's go here and replies. I almost have 10,000 followers. Let's see what I got today. 9,959. That's cool. Very cool. Thank you for following me. If you do, if you don't, you can at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. As long as you're not a crazy person, you can follow me there. All right, there we go. It is June the 13th, the year of our Lord, 2026, and I am Stephen Roy. Just like it says right there, Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can join me on the X, at Stephen Roy Radio. Speaking of the X, I posted a great one. I posted a great meme that my brother sent me this morning. He probably sent it to me last night. I just saw it this morning, but it's funny. Funny. And this is words of advice from your Uncle Stephen. You know, a local television broadcaster that's going to be renamed Nameless. Came back. And, anyway, I like their morning show, their morning host. Don't watch a lot of it, but just to see news, mostly the weather. Jen Phillips and Madison Harden do a great job, but Jen's been off. First, it was maternity leave, which is awesome. And I saw her not long before she came back on Mother's Day at a local Brazilian steakhouse, which is so good. Dee and I are going back for Father's Day, which also is an important day for someone else. What is June 21st? June 21st is the first day of summer, the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, and it also happens to be your favorite television and radio host's 60th birthday. That's right, the big 6-0. As I said on my radio podcast, you know, at 52, when I had a minor stroke, I didn't think I'd make it to be 60. I honestly didn't. I didn't think I would make it to 60. And now I can't imagine living to be 80. The men in my family typically live long. My dad lived to be 85. May God rest his soul. Such a good man. And you know, at the end of his life, he wasn't afraid because he said, I'm going home to be with Jesus. And you know, I'm blessed every day to be with you here, to live in beautiful West Texas. Yes, it is beautiful. You know, for those that complain, where else have you lived? I've lived all over this great nation. Yes, I miss the mountains. I miss wildlife. However, you don't have the big sky of Texas on the left coast, right? And you still do, and you surely don't have God-fearing people that are proud to be American, that are proud to be Texans. You know, last week I asked Dee, I said, I've been here over 9 years now in West Texas. Does that make me a Texan? And she goes, maybe after 10. Maybe after 10. Okay, whatever. Hey, just remember this, my darling Dee, and all my fellow Texans. Remember the Alamo? Majority of the people at the Alamo did not originate. We're not born in Texas. Jim Bowie was from Tennessee. Davy Crockett was from Tennessee. Sam Houston was not a native Texan. No, I think he was also from Tennessee, but don't quote me on that. But my point is, you know, this is a great state. I love Texas. I did not even get what the Lone Star State meant until I studied it. You know, Texas was its own constitutional republic before it was part of the United States. Did you know that? And that's what made us the Lone Star State. We were alone. We were unique. We were different, right? We battled for our independence from Mexico, right? The Spanish-American War awarded a lot of what's now part of the United States. So, there you go. I don't want to hear, Texas was part of Mexico. California was part of Mexico. Really? Really? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, Israel was part of Palestine. No, it was not. No, it was not. Palestine was a name given to the entire region by Britain, by the United Kingdom. Okay? Israel has been the Jewish home for 10,000s of years, long before several other religions, like the one that's trying to take over this nation, and Europistan, and Ukaistan. No, no, sorry. Don't argue with me, you will lose, right? And I'll never forget when Tucker Carlson drilled Senator Ted Cruz, where does it say in the Bible that Israel are God's chosen people? Do you want me to quote 50,000? I mean, I could easily go to Bible. Look it up for yourself. I'm not going to say the G word. I use DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo it for yourself. Punch in Israel. Punch in Jews, God's chosen people, and you will see it. There are 10,000 references in the Bible about Gentiles versus the chosen people of Israel. Okay. All right. Enough of a digression. Need a drink of water. I finished my cherry limeade before we started the rumble. I'm not going to call it the rumble anymore because it's just a podcast. Video and audio podcasts are almost interchangeable nowadays. This is just water. Another plain label water, but it's good. Do you know there's more regulation of bottled water than there is tap? No, it's the opposite. There's more regulation of tap water than there is bottled water. Did you know that? There's more regulation of tap water, at least here in the United States. So, I mentioned this at the start. These are words of wisdom from your Uncle Stephen. So when I post something like this, I say, words of advice from your Uncle Stephen. You're welcome. You know, bald old guy emoji. So this is somebody posted this. I just found out that my son is a Trump supporter. I do not like this behavior of him. What should I do with him? And here's the response from Everything Republican. I gotta look them up on the X. So here's how you stop your son from being a Trump supporter. This is how you give him TDS. You give him a free cell phone, free food, free medical, free lodging. Then at the end of each year, you give him 40% of your gross income. That way, the sweet honey of handouts will turn him around back to being a liberal. This should get him to quit his job, get him back on the couch playing video games all day, and taking bong hits like a good Democrat should. Now that is funny, and that's advice from your Uncle Steven. You're welcome. So I mentioned the local television station. I'm not going to mention the name of the station, K-Mac. But you know, I had to tweet at him this week. Do you not mentor your young people? Okay, young people, come to West Texas. It's a small television market. Do you even bother to mentor them? Because they had a cute young girl on TV this week because Jen was out for a few days. And here's how she does the news. And then... I just went to a next story. Now, I paused too much. So it should have been like this. Okay. Let's read this. The usual suspect threatens Kuntner and enables Barr with scissors and receives a ghost dose of his own education. Also, in other news... No, you have to pause. She didn't even say in other news. She just went from one story to another, right? I'm no television expert, but I've been doing television shows since 1999. And if I'm doing news, if I'm actually doing news, you have to pause between stories. Now, when I at my first full-time radio station in Sitka, Alaska, I was taught to pause one full second. So I end the story. And then I start the next story, okay? Now, if that's too long for you, do half a second. And that was the end of this story. And in this story, at least pause. At least pause. They don't teach these kids nothing. Nothing. And they're not going to stay here, okay? They're not going to stay in this market unless they have a reason to stay. Maybe you meet your spouse here, right? Maybe you're an alumnus of Texas Tech. And you love it so much here, you stay here. I'm a huge Texas Tech fan. Now today I have my galley shirt on, my galleys. I should turn around and show you the back. I don't even know if you're going to see this, but check the back out. Isn't that cool? It's so cool. I didn't even know the logo was on the back. I didn't even know until I put the shirt on today. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. Because I bought it from my stepdaughter and son-in-law's cigar lounge, Galley's Cigar Lounge in Loveland, Texas. And yes, that's a free plug because I go there at least once a week and I truly enjoy it. I like to have a cigar. Don't worry, I don't inhale. At least try not to. Maybe have a little cherry whiskey. I like the sweet stuff. I like the sweet stuff. And so, in less than 2 months, I'm not going to announce exactly when, but Dee and I will be on a ship in the Caribbean, and we're looking so forward to that. Last year we went to Mexico for a week to an all-inclusive resort, and it was awesome. However, that same resort is a third more this year. If we paid that full price, it would be a third more than last year and three times what it's costing us to go on an 8-night Caribbean cruise. So we're not taking the cheapest room, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's like a retrace of where we went on our honeymoon. In 2023, we went on our honeymoon to the Caribbean, to the Western Caribbean. Now, this time, we're going only to one port in the Western Caribbean, Cozumel, and then we're going to Coco Cay, to Perfect Day at Coco Cay, and then we're going to Nassau in the Bahamas, and we're just going to go to the local resort there at the Royal Crown Beach. I don't even remember what it's called, but we're just going to do that. There's pools and nice beaches and at Coco Cay and at the Royal Club, Royal Beach Club, I think it's called. So we're looking so forward to that. Dee's asking me if Lexington Concord is with me. And I said, she's outside. She's not in here. Anywho, so we're looking forward to that. I'm not going to tell you exactly when we're going, but we are looking forward to
Getting out of town. Yeah.
So what's on our schedule? I have reminders. There's the beach, and then Texas Tech football, and then Allison Krauss in Union Station. Really looking forward to seeing them in late September when they come to Lubbock. That should be awesome. Should be a lot of fun. All right, let's go back to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you join me, at Stephen Roy Radio. I post a lot of videos where they find out, you know, where they're stupid and they find out. I have talked a lot about all the stands. Remember on a previous show I said, this place and a lot more stands. Well, in Europa Stand, they're burning Christian churches. They're burning Catholic churches. They're not burning mosques, but they're burning all the other churches. In Europe, churches are burning, but mosques are not. You don't need a university degree to know who the criminals are. Isaac posted that. Thank you, Isaac. I don't even know if I follow him. Yes, I do follow him, but he doesn't follow me. I don't know when I started following him, maybe yesterday. I'll follow anybody, but you know, if I follow you and you don't follow me back, I'm going to unfollow you, okay? And then I apologize if I haven't followed you back, because Elon, in his trillionaire infant wisdom, did you hear he just became a trillionaire with the SpaceX IPO? I don't have a problem with that. You know? People want to punish those that have money. And I only have one question for you. How many people are employed by poor people? How many employees does a homeless person have? Tell me. If you can't punish people because they have money, right? And your stupid progressive, it's not progressive, your regressive tax system that you have in the United States is just ridiculous. You tax people who have the money the most. So the most taxes are paid by the people with the most money. Vast majority of the tax base is the middle class. It is people that work for a living, like you and me. We pay the taxes. Poor people don't pay taxes. The people that are in the lowest 50 percentile, they don't pay any taxes. The rich don't pay any taxes because they shelter their money. What do you think happens if a place like New Yorkistan is taxing people at like a 95% rate? I'm just going to pick a number out of my butt. Let's say you live in New Yorkistan, between city and state taxes and federal taxes, you pay 95% of your income. What are you going to do? You're going to move to the free state of Texas. You're going to move to the free state of Florida, where there's no income tax. You just added like a 25-35% tax decrease, right? They say even a middle-class Joe like me, if you move from Nastifornia to the great state of Texas, you just gave yourself a 15% raise. That's probably very conservative. I bet you it's a lot more. When you consider we pay $3.50 for gas, $3.50 a gallon for gas here, my brother's paying almost $6 a gallon for gas on the left coast. He told me he just filled up his truck, $133 to fill up his truck. I fill up my truck, $75. So it's like half as much, almost not quite half as much. So there you go. All right, I'm not even going to read some of this stuff because it just makes me so angry. Here's a story about three illegal aliens found guilty of gang raping a British woman on a Brighton beach. They raped her so brutally, she'd go unconscious. And when she came conscious, they were laughing at her, calling her a lady of ill repute. Trying to be nice. So, these three guys, you know what they got? You know what their sentence was? Let me scroll down. You just won't believe it. This is what UKistan is today. When illegal aliens have more rights than citizens. All right? So let's see. What did they get? I know it said it on here. Well, my point is, you'll get like a 2-year sentence, an 18-month sentence, and you'll be out in like 6 months. That's what these illegal alien criminals are being sentenced to in the UK. Oh, but you make a Facebook post against Londonistan And you're going to get over 2 years of sentence for a social media post. What is wrong with that country? What is wrong with you, Ukayistan, when the illegal aliens have more rights than your own citizens? And you know, they're starting to change how they deal with these people in Iranistan, in Germanistan, in Swedanistan. Yes, yes. They're finally realizing enough is enough. We're tired of our children being raped. We're tired of our children, of our women being raped and murdered. It's not, enough is enough. And they're fighting back. I thank God. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald Trump. Because in 3 days, he closed down the border between us and Mexico, right? They're deporting illegal aliens in the United States. And I'm glad. Well, you have no compassion, David. Well, guess what happens? Guess what happens if there are no consequences to actions? They just do it again and again and again. How many times have we read stories about people that were arrested 15, 20, 30 times, and then they finally kill somebody? Like that dude, that criminal, that crazy person that killed Arena in Asheville, North Carolina. How is that okay? How is the judge that kept releasing him not in jail, right? We hear about stories from Charlottistan, right? No, not Charlotte. Charlottistan, right? North Carolina-stan, where these people are being released. These leftist hacks in robes need to be prosecuted. There must be consequences for your actions, for what you're doing to the people. Did you see the video of this girl that wrestled the dude? Yeah, you think I'm messing you? No. This girl in Washington State, right? Washingtonistan. She's molested. This was like aggravated assault by a dude. And she's wrestling this dude and she's like, what the F? This is no girl. This is a dude. This is a dude that's humping me, that's wrestling me. Well, guess what? She's suing. High school girl sues school and the state after assault by a trans wrestling opponent. You know what I said? Good. It's good. It's good that she's doing that because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Of course, I am reminded by a story. My I had a girlfriend, right? And this girl was the strongest woman I've ever known. She's a former bodybuilder, just naturally strong. Some people are just naturally strong. And her daughter, who was smaller than her, was super strong. And she used to do judo. She used to do judo, right? Which has a lot of throws and grappling and stuff, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know the sport. But she used to wrestle in high school, right? And she wrestled boys, and she pinned them every time. Like, can you imagine if you're a dude and you're pinned by a girl? I think it's hilarious. Hilarious. And what have I said before on the show? I have no problem that girls want to do the same jobs in the military that men do. No problem at all. You must go by the same physical fitness standards. I told you before, when I graduated from Marine Corps boot camp, you had to do 2 pull-ups for a man to graduate. If you're a woman, you had to do the dead hang for 30 seconds. I S you not. You didn't even have to do a pull-up. Dead hang. Just hang off the bar for 30 seconds. But 2 pull-ups? I mean, you know, I've always been a big dude. So in boot camp, I can never do more than 13 pull-ups. Don't ask me why 13, but I can only do 13. And I think you had to do like 20 for like the first class physical fitness standard, which is hilarious. I don't know what this story is, and I'm not going to click on it because I don't pay for it. But apparently, the United States just took out the Tren de Aragua leader, Nino Guerrero. What do they call that? TDA? Yeah, the leader was just taken out by President Trump, and that's great. You know, if you fool around and find out, those are the consequences, you see? You attack the United States, your people kill American citizens, you should be taken out. Mm-hmm. I'm scanning through this because this is brand new. The DOJ just closed its investigation into Paramount's acquisition of Warner Brothers, opening the door for a merger. Wow. I think Netflix was trying to take over Warner Brothers, and the Netflix shareholder said no. So there you go. RFK Jr. just testified before the United States Senate, and he was not holding back. The American people deserve the truth, and that's what we're going to give them for the first time. And now he issued a terrifying new warning that seniors need to hear. Okay, that looks like an ad, so I'm not going to read that anymore. Looks like an ad to me. See what happens when you cold read stuff? Let's go back to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. So there's a woman running for, I think she's running for the House in New York. Let's see. I'm going to scan through this because I haven't read the whole article. Yeah, she's running. Oh, she's running for Congress. She's for a House seat in Congress. This woman is running for New York's 24th Congressional District, and she is pushing for a ban on all semi-automatic firearms. Yeah. So she wants a ban on all semi-automatic firearms. And I said, yeah, no problem. No problem. Before this happens, sweetie, you have to face the charge of a, you have to face a charging grizzly bear. Grizzly bear or Sitka brown bear, same big, huge 2,000-pound bear. 2,000-pound bear is charging at you, and you have to defend yourself with a bolt-action rifle, okay? Since all semi-automatic guns are banned, you must defend yourself from the charge of a bear with a bolt-action rifle. And we'll see how that works out for you, sweetie. I mean, it's over to an AR-15. Is not a hunting rifle. That's a weapon of mass destruction. Really? Huh. Vast majority of AR-15s are .223. An M16 is a .223. You know how big a .223 is? You ever heard of a .22? I want you to look at a .22 bullet. It's about that big. .22. That's 0.22 inches, right? That's that big. That's that big. Okay? So what? A .223 is that big. That big. Okay? If you shoot a bear with a .223, you're just going to piss it off. You're just going to make it mad. You're going to have to shoot that bear about a dozen times with a .223. Right? You want to take down a bear? You're going to have to use a .44 Magnum. You're going to have to use a .30-06. Right? You're going to have to hit it. You don't shoot a bear with a shotgun. You're just going to piss him off. Yes, you are. He's going to keep coming. I think I told you the story on a previous show about where I used to live in Sitka, Alaska. And I just had to pop my ears. So, this guide is with a couple near Ketchikan. Near Ketchikan, but that's in southeast Alaska. Oh, some people call it the Panhandle. People that live there call it the Southeast, or just Southeast. So, near Ketchikan, on an island, this guide is guiding this probably wealthy couple from Mexico. And he goes, okay, now, you stay here, I'm going to go find a better place to take the shot. To shoot this bear, right? Grizzly bear. So, he circles around. The Mexican couple just starts shooting at the bear. They don't kill it. They wound it, right? And it runs off into the forest. So, in the state of Alaska, if you shoot an animal, you have to kill it. You have to put it out of its misery. You can't let it run around wounded. So the guy goes into the forest after the bear. Guess what happens? The bear charges the guide. Now he gets in a kill shot before the bear gets within like 10 feet of him. And the bear still mauls the living daylights out of him. Scratches the, just gashes his legs, right? Now he has a radio. He has a two-way radio. So he calls the United States Coast Guard. And they send a helicopter from where I lived in Sitka, at Sitka Air Station. From the Sitka Air Station, they go out, the Coast Guard station. They fly out, they find the guy, they bring him back to Sitka, and he ends up in the Sitka General Hospital. And he's got massive wounds to his legs, right? All because this couple did not listen. That is the power of a grizzly bear. And you think you want to ban automatic weapons. Oh, okay. Okay. You can't even tell me what an assault weapon is. You can't. You know what AR stands for? Armalite. That's right. An AR-15, it stands for Armalite. That's where it came from. Right? And that's who made the original M16. The original M16 was so flimsy in Vietnam, if they had to fight hand-to-hand contact with it, they would break it. So when the M16A2 came out, I trained in boot camp on the A1. When the A2 came out, it was a heavier gun. It was reinforced, right? Now, the M16A1 has a plastic butt, I don't even know what you call these. You know, they guard the, they make it so you can hold the rifle, you know, so you're not burnt by the barrel. And they estimate like 10,000 rounds were wasted for every one enemy combatant, like North Vietnamese Army or Viet Cong, that were killed in Vietnam. 10,000 rounds, they estimated, were shot. Because more times than not, they never even saw the enemy. They just encountered them in the woods, in the jungles of Vietnam. So the M16A2 is not fully automatic. The M16A2 has a three-round burst. Anyway, I guess this is gun education today, right? So did you hear about the largemouth bass? I mean, it's absolutely freaking unbelievable. Did you hear what the largemouth bass did in Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles? Spencer Pratt won the primary in the city of Los Angeles. Now, one night, 25,000 ballots arrived, all for the largemouth bass. That is statistically impossible, right? And then the third place, the woman that came in third place, I don't know her name, Indian woman, communist city council person, she was in third. And then one night, 25,000 ballots came in for her. That's statistically impossible for nobody else to get a ballot, right? Why did they do this? They wanted to make the largemouth bass number one and the Indian woman number two, because in California's primary system, only the top two candidates moved to the general election, right? So that's how they tried to get rid of Spencer Pratt. So the largemouth bass had her people go down to Skid Row, go to all the homeless areas of Los Angeles, and they paid homeless people to vote. These homeless people would vote like 3-4 times just so they could get paid. And it's not checked, because in California, it is illegal to ask for somebody's identification. So it don't matter if you're homeless. Doesn't matter if you're an illegal alien. They got the motor voter law. So when you go down to the DMV and you get your illegal alien driver's license, you can register to vote. And how do you think they're going to register to vote? The DMV is probably going to register them Democrat. Well, it doesn't matter, because they have an open primary in Nastyfornia. That's right. Now, last time I voted in Nastyfornia, I voted Libertarian in the primary, because after 2012, I registered Libertarian. So I had to vote in the Libertarian primary. No, I had no idea who I was voting for. No idea. But I voted for President Trump all three times that he won the election, because we know for a fact. They called us conspiracy theorists, and now every day there is more and more evidence that 2020 was massive fraud election. And recently, I've had people liking a story that I wrote like over a year ago now, where I said, I stopped watching faux news the night of the 2020 massive fraud election. Why? Because they had a Hillary staffer running their fraud election desk, and they were calling races with only 1% of the votes counted. That's right. Before the polls even closed on the left coast. And you're going to tell me that when they stopped counting the votes, what was it, 10:30 at night on the left coast? I don't even remember. I went to bed at 10:30. They stopped counting the votes. And then President Trump was ahead 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And then he lost Pennsylvania by the morning. There was massive fraud election. Millions and millions of votes were switched electronically from President Trump to the dementia one, Biden. He was not elected. He was not elected in 2020. That was massive fraud election. And what a S show it was after that. All right, we're way over time now because we're 32 minutes into this podcast. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, have a great day. Have a great evening. And have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. I will upload that to the Rumble server if I can turn that off. And we'll play some great music for you. I text myself some good music. Dee and I were just watching the ACMs as I was getting all cleaned up after doing the yard work. And so I want to play a couple of those songs for you. And man, look at this. I got all these... I got all these texts I'm going to have to delete on my iPad. Anywho, let's play some good music for you since we're already 37 minutes into the show. Told you Alison Krauss is going to be here in September. I'm looking so forward to seeing her then. Hopefully the Texas Tech game will be at 11 that day, or I might actually miss a non-conference game because we're playing like two non-conference games, then a conference game, then a non-conference game. So it's kind of a weird schedule, but I am looking forward to it since this is the first year that Dee and I have Texas Tech season tickets. Looking forward to it. XP sucks.
If I ever thought of flying. Good old stomping grounds, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
You ever wish you didn't leave Texas?
Sometimes. Then I wouldn't have met you. Hey, after we finish up, some of the boys want to get a drink. What do you think?
Just one?
Just one.
Look what the cat drove in.
Hey, God bless you for putting up with this old son.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. We're going to grab a drink real quick. Y'all behave. I get a shiner and a jack for the lady.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Tennessee, actually.
I can tell.
Yes, Ranger.
I see.
You got some kind of nerve bringing him around here again.
Oh, yeah?
Well, just so you know, Texas has a way of keeping what's hers.
Well, I guess he forgot.
If I have some of that?
Go ahead. How are you doing?
Honestly, I think the guy that I'm in love with is in love with somebody else.
Well, sounds like he ain't the one for you then.
I'm starting to think that's true. Where are you taking that thing?
We're going back to Tennessee. We got room for one more.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. I can tell. Come on, baby. Oh, just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. As blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. Now those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again.
Show up in a midnight sundress, burn me up with a second that you lose that dress. That's the second that I second guess. To tell the truth, I kinda like when you wreck everything and change my mind. Show up in a midnight sundress, burn me up with a whiskey kiss. Look at me with them pretty brown eyes and tell me lies just to change my mind. You know I'm giving it, so go ahead, wreck my plans while you wreck my bed. Do it, baby, like you've done a thousand times. This'll be a damn good time to change my mind. Show up in a midnight sundress, burn me up with a whiskey kiss. Look at me with them pretty brown eyes and tell me lies just to change my mind. You know I'm giving it, so go ahead, wreck my plans like you wreck my bed. Do it, baby, like you done a thousand times. Change my mind.
More George Street in the country. Yeah.
It's called Light.
If I can be the right.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, they just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard fit in some city, but her home is neat that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. Tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. She wants a man who wants her to be herself, and she'll never change. Don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side, but you treat her right and
and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling. Time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. I was giving her all of mine, but the first time they met us when they understood, said hi.